New Zealand have finally grabbed hold of netball's Constellation Cup, which has spent the last 9 years residing in Australia. Yesterday's 45-43 win in Christchurch featured another stunning second half fight back from the Silver Ferns, something that has become a trademark, well, certainly a trademark of this series, which they won 3-1. Joining us in the Wellington studio is RNZ sports reporter Bridget Tunnicliffe, who was at the game, and on the line from Sydney is former Australian captain and commentator Liz Ellis. Good morning to you both.
Morning.
Liz, if I could start with you, Australia, did they seem to run out of steam a little bit in these games. Do you think they just suffered from a tough tour, managed isolation? Were there any excuses?
Oh, look, there's never any excuses. I think with when you put on the gold dress, the expectation is that you come up with a win. So I don't think we can afford to start giving out excuses as to why this happened. I suspect there are a few things. Fatigue potentially, but you know, the Silver Ferns were playing just as much netball as Australia. I think inexperience certainly played into the hand, and also that you can't take anything away from the Silver Ferns. I look at them and I feel like they remind me of the Australian teams that I played in, you know, in the late 90s, which was you didn't care, or it didn't bother you where you were at in the game, whether you were 5 down, 6 down, 7 down. You just knew that you would come back and that you would win the game. And I look at them and I see that confidence and that belief, and I just don't think Australia has that at the moment. I think it's all in the court of the Silver Ferns.
Bridget, what do you put that down to? Nolene Taurima, the coaching?
Oh, yeah, I mean, she's the best in the business at the moment. Her substitutions that she made during the series were spot on. She seems to have an ability to spot, to bring on changes during the game at the exact right time, and she knows her players so well, that and she knows what they're going to do. Also, their ability to come back from a deficit over the series has been really evident as well. Previous Silver Ferns sides might have crumbled mentally if they were down on the scoreboard, but they've obviously overcome that hurdle.
Liz, Stacey Marinkovic, the Australian coach, I think you were critical of her early on about the captaincy issue. What did you make of her series in the end?
Oh, look, yeah, I'm happy to give her time to settle into the role. I think the captaincy issue is something that needs to be resolved, and I was incredibly disappointed to see a squad leadership adopted, whatever that means. I feel like, you know, there's a couple of issues there. One is that it left Caitlin Bassett, the previous captain, sort of dangling a bit, you know, allowing her to captain that first game, and then we didn't see her as captain after that. And then it's evident who the best leader in the group is, and that's Liz Watson, and she captained the next three games. So, you know, I'm not privy to the inner workings, and the team keeps saying they're happy with what's going on, but I think it's a sort of thing. The leadership is something that you can't afford to stuff around with, especially now that our cupboard's bare. You actually need to get your leadership established, because I think the thing that a good leader does is not only lead the way, but they hold other players accountable. And if your leadership positions aren't established, that can't happen. So I feel there's been a bit of a wasted opportunity this tour in terms of getting your leadership structures right and in place and learning from what's going on. So, you know, that was disappointing. You know, I think Stacey's learning the game at an international level. She'd never played internationally, so she's learning it as a coach. And she's got Michelle Denbecker sitting next to her as the assistant coach. And Michelle, you know, was an Australian great. You know, she captained Australia to 2 World Cup wins. So she sort of got her in her corner. So I suspect Stacey's just on an incredibly steep learning curve. And, you know, you look at Nolene Taurima and the changes that she makes and the way she runs her substitutions, it's evident she has a terrific feel for the game, and I think Stacey's still working into that.
Bridget, the makeup of the New Zealand team at the moment seems pretty strong. Quite a young mix there too. So do you think this is a team that can build on this and create a bit of a legacy?
Yeah, definitely. A couple of really standout performers during the series, shooter Maya Wilson. This was the litmus test for Wilson. She passed every test with flying colours last year, but last year she didn't get it to go up to up against the Diamonds. She's a bit of a machine out there now for New Zealand at the back, and good to see she actually likes the physicality, and you have to withstand the Australian defenders. To see her play with a bit of a swagger in the final quarter last night when she knew the Ferns had nailed it, that was really promising. The other one for me, Sam Winders, really cemented herself as the Ferns' starting wing defence. Her ability to pounce on loose balls is quite astonishing. Any half chance, she's there.
Liz, where do you see Australia going now? How will they rebuild from here?
Oh, look, I think the good thing is that even though there were, you walk away with a loss, Australia weren't embarrassed by any sense. There's a few things to work on. I think a couple of key players to come back into the mix, you know, Gretel Bowetta being one of them. She's just had her baby a couple of months ago, but she's a player who will come in and give some steel to that front line and some experience as well. I think one of the big things you can take out of it is the fact that we seem to have someone in Kara Konan who has stepped up to want to take that goal shooter bib. So the front line is really exciting. So I think the rebuild of that front line is going to take a little while to do. There's some exciting players coming through in the midcourt. Would have liked to have seen Paige Hadley and Maddie Proud get a run from the Swift. So potentially those two can step up into the goal dress at some point soon. That defence line will just keep getting better and better. So, you know, I'm excited to see what happens through the course of this year's Super Netball. And, we get another crack at you guys at the end of the year, so it'll be exciting.
Bridget, finally, Nolene Taurua, apologies for getting the name wrong a little bit earlier on, brain fade. Is she going to stick around? That's a big question mark, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, she signed on to the end of the Netball World Cup 2023, and she is determined to build depth. Obviously, there's been a significant shift since the lows of 2018, adding the Con Cup to the stunning World Cup victory 2019. I wouldn't say yet that we have got a measure of the Diamonds, though. Up until last night, the past seven games between the sides, the winner alternated each time. There's still really nothing in it. Next time we play Australia, they will be better. No doubt about that, but Nolene knows that, and she's determined to get that consistency going.
Bridget Tonycliffe, RNZ Sports Reporter, thank you very much for that. And Liz Ellis, former Australian captain and well-known netball commentator, appreciate your time this morning. It is 17 minutes to 9.